Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Summer is almost here, you guys, and I'm so excited. I know, like a lot of you, you're planning vacation with your friends and family, and I'm trying to pack light. This is something I've been working on. I have a tendency to overpack, so I'm shopping Macy's for new shoes that I can wear all day with anything and not have to bring 75 different pairs. And I'm also excited to lay out in the sun and own the day with key pieces from Macy's, like new Dolce Vita sandals and Levi's skirts. I am ready to relax and look and feel great. So remember, just shop Macy's.com/ownyourstyle to look and feel great.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast where we may or may lose Erin halfway through. But
the hell?
If you can see her now, she is wearing a Christmas sweater and it is not too late. Is that a onesie?
It's a onesie.
Of course it is.
It's one of those like stupid ski onesies, but it's so comfortable when you just like,
stupid,
you know,
Carissa,
when you just get off the slopes and you look like a hot wreck and barely have Wi-Fi in your house that you paid a lot of money for the Wi-Fi and you still don't have it. You know what? Three Springs Audio, if you hear me right now, if you could fix that, great. Because I've asked you to 10 times, you know, along with the running toilet in the guest room. But those are minor details.
But is the chandelier back up in the green room that I love?
Yes.
Colonel Mustard in the conservatory with the wrench. I can't have that wallpaper be ruined. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the highly acclaimed 10-minute segment of our podcast where we're not sure if you guys love it or you hate it yet, but we're just continuing to do it. We appreciate you guys writing in questions. This is a snippet. If you don't have the stamina to endure Erin and I for a full podcast episode, then this is the one for you. Anywho, 10 minutes of fun. Here we go.
Let's get to these questions. You have to read them to me.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Oh, my God. Okay, we're already 6 minutes in. Okay. Oh. So first question comes from R. Rick Park. Oh, I know. This question's for Erin. Music that gets you fired up, sister.
Dirty rap. What about you?
Ooh, any rap music. I love R&B. I mean, it depends. I mean, if I'm Michael Jordan, I'm listening to like... Didn't he like Kenny G or something before?
No, he didn't.
It's fine.
Did he?
Okay, next question comes. No, he liked Johnny Gill.
Oh,
he liked
okay.
Like slow lovemaking R&B music. If you guys haven't seen The Last Dance, watch it.
Let's go 23.
What a great name. AOK 6372. Did either Carissa or Erin ever get detention while in school?
I didn't.
I'm raising my hand if you can't see me. Yes, I did get detention. Of course you didn't.
No, I was a square.
You're such a goody-goody. I got detention because I teepeed this girl's... me and my friends, we created this group called the Black Book Club, and it wasn't to exclude anyone. It was just our group of friends, and we all had these black planners, and so we called ourselves the Black Book Club. We were the seniors. There was this hot sophomore. Her name was Beep Dapper, rhymes with Finefany, and we didn't like her because she was stealing all of our senior boyfriends, and so we teepeed her house, but my friends got a little crazy and took plastic forks and like split them off in her lawn, so then when her landscaper came and ran the lawnmower over, it ruined the lawn. I got called into the principal's office because I was on student council. You're welcome. And he goes, give me the names of everyone that was involved. And I was like, I'm not going to rat out my friends. And so I took the hit because snitches get stitches. Okay. Mm-hmm, that's
okay.
Right. Now, next question goes to Apollini 4, shoes inside the house, question mark. Friends make fun of me because I don't allow shoes in the house. Help. Erin, you go.
Well, I'm married to a Canadian, and Canadians do not wear their shoes in the house. I'm fine with it. What I don't do, and it's funny because Jarrett will wear his shoes in the house, even though he's Canadian. He then puts his shoes up on the couch. I'm like, no, 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 no. And he's more anal about stuff than I am. So I don't really care. We have a dog. We have dog hair everywhere anyways. So it's not that big of a deal to me. You?
I do not like shoes in the house. If it's one of those things, if you have to run back in because you forgot something and the shoes are on, mm-hmm. I'm good with it. But I don't need shoes in the house for a couple different reasons because of the dog hair. I'm like, we can't have dirt and the dog hair. But yeah. It was also the way I grew up. Kathy Thompson never right. allowed shoes in our house growing up. In fact, we had a whole room designated in like a living room where you weren't even allowed to walk in the living room. And if you'd go in there, you'd have to like run your hand over the carpet, like the vacuum lines. She was very strict about this. So I think I got it from that. Now, next question. We got Amanda Miller Jones. First time you met, first impressions, thoughts. I think it is so hard for females. Well, I tell this story a lot about the first time I met Erin. I met Erin from sitting next to her at a broadcast table for the Big Ten tournament. And I've told the story before about how she was so fancy and not because she was acting fancy. She just worked she wasn't acting fancy. She just worked for the network.
And I wasn't dressed fancy either.
No, but she had a runner and she had someone getting her bag. Again, not her problem. These were perks of the gig. And then the first time I met you, was when I ended up at that said network and she came running out and I tell the story about how she ran out and she gave me a big hug and she's like, I'm here for you, anything you need. So I just remember it always being like this, left an indelible mark in my mind of like, I always wanted to be where she was. Then I ended up where she was and she couldn't have been more gracious and has ever since, even to this day, like making sure that I'm good with every job we ever talk about. That's my story. Amanda.
Yeah. I was not fancy. I think I was probably in like Ann Taylor or something like non-fancy at all. Like people would think, oh, like, I think you had a pair of Louboutins before I did. So like, not that, that's actually what our first meeting was.
They were on layaway.
Can you do that?
I mean, I think I saved up every dollar that I ever owned to wear my fancy shoes to the first day at the four-letter network. And then I wore those things out. How about when you get them stuck in the escalator? Those tiny little Louboutin heels, mm-hmm. which now I don't even care what I wear. I'm like wearing sneakers. But yeah. They got stuck in the escalator the first time and they ripped them apart. And I was like, no, my shoe. Have you ever seen 90 Day Fiancé?
No, but it is funny how back in the day, like when I did basketball games and stuff, I was so worried about, my heels. And like, I would walk up the steps of the production truck, which are those metal-y kind of stairs that like your heel would get stuck in. And now mm-hmm. like I can't mm-hmm. get enough sneakers in different colors. You know, you'd be crazy to see me in heels anymore. No way, Jose, never happening again. No, not for a game. There's too many wires. There's too many people.
Even when I was working sidelines in college, I tried to be cute with a wedge. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Put on the sneaker and call it a day. We can't be running yep. after freaking Brett Bielema in a wedge. Not at a time like this. Were those woven? They were Stuart Weitzman's.
Yes. Oh, mine were. Back. Speaking of old days college basketball, how about Juwan Howard? I mean, I used to work those Michigan-Wisconsin matchups all the time. I mean, throwing the slap, the punch heard round the Big Ten. Mercy.
If you're interested in that conversation, then join us for the full episode of Calm Down Podcast, because we are going to dive into that 1-2 punch. We're going to finish the 10-minute session quickly with Matthew Miller. Erin will be sending her responses on a fax machine. Matthew yep. Miller, 22, said, need an update on CT's face troubles. Matthew, that's very sweet of you. The stress Aww. Has extremely reduced in my life, so we aren't having any facial spasms anywhere. That was very scary, and I totally appreciate yeah. your guys' concern with that, because it concerned me as well. But the stress is reduced. The face is back. The only facial issues we have is just the ongoing acne. But thank you for your concern, you little sweetie. You guys, 10
Don't
minutes
worry.
Of fun.
I have a
this
health
has been the
issue.
Calm down.
Sorry, our Wi-Fi, mine is so bad, and I'm going to interrupt you and we'll talk about it hopefully when I get it fixed in the next one. But I have a health issue we're going to dive right into in the longer version that we're releasing on Thursday. If there's any doctors or specialists out there, this one's for you, because I need you to chime right in and diagnose me.
I'm going to tell you why she's saying that, because the season is over and Green Bay's medical staff has a 2-week vacation. So she needs to ask the general public, like we all do. WebMD is not her friend. Ladies and gentlemen, no. 10 minutes of fun. This is the abbreviated calm down version. If you want more of it, please DM us all your questions, comments, and concerns. We read them all. And again, this is just our fun little way. If you don't have the stamina to listen to our full episode, this is a snippet of what we will talk about. If you're interested in Aaron's health scare and Juwan Howard's situation and my continued obsession with Michael Jordan, join us for the full Calm Down podcast episode.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chris, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.